some of the big changes to your health benefits are good for your kids. The Affordable Health Care Act of 2010 allows adult children of federal employees to be covered for 4 years longer under the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. Foster children, stepchildren, and children who are married are also eligible to be covered under their parents' federal health care plan. Ed Zerndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant, joins us to explain in detail these and other specific changes to the FEHBP that go into effect in January of 2011. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Amy.
Okay, so tell us what's going on here.
Well, the major change that was announced by the Office of Personnel Management last week, and this is in line with the passage of the Affordable Care Act of 2010, which was signed into law last spring. It allows federal employees who have young adult children between the ages of 22 and 26 to remain on their federal employees' health insurance plans. Under current law, when a child turns age 22, they are no longer eligible to stay on the parents' health insurance plan as part of the self and family coverage. So this is a big change. Now, this is not going to take effect till next January 1st, 2011. So if there's any federal employees out there with young adult children between the ages of 22 and 26, and they don't have health insurance, they're going to have to get something between now and then, because under current law, they're not covered.
Now, they don't have to meet any specific requirements, like they don't have to be in school or they don't have to be living with their parents?
Here are the requirements, Amy. The child, first of all, has can be single or married, but if the child is married, the child's spouse, and as well as their children, are not eligible to stay on the parent's plan. It is only the child of the federal employee. This actually is even true if the child is younger than 22. If a child is where a young adult between 22 and 26, and if they're working and they're participating in an employer-provided health insurance plan, they actually can stay on the parent's plan, the federal plan, but the health insurance that the child has with a private employer, let's say, would be primary, and the federal employee's health insurance would be secondary. Stepchildren are also included in the category here, and they don't have to live with the parent in a usual parent-child relationship to be eligible for coverage. As long as the stepchild is 26 and younger, they're eligible. Children who are incapable of self-support are also eligible for this coverage, as well as foster children.
Incapable of self-support. That sounds like about most of them these days.
And
what does that mean, though? Define that.
Well, that basically means a child was disabled, let's say, before age 22 and can't hold a job. Under current law, the child can remain on the parent's federal employees' health insurance. As long as that child is considered to be disabled, the child can stay on the parent's plan because the child cannot really hold a job.
Now, Ed, you've described a potential donut hole there if someone is not eligible under current law and they turn 22 and they have to wait until January. Can they come back on at that point?
Yes. Yes, that's the way the law is written. The parent would have to make the election during the open season, which is between November 8th and December 13th, to add the child onto the plan that would take effect January 1st. I really suggest that parents do not wait until then to get coverage for their child. They could pick up what is called a bridge health insurance plan. Many insurance companies offer these things in which the child would have temporary coverage of health insurance that covers the major expenses such as hospital stays and things like that, in case the child gets ill or has to go to the hospital for a significant period of time between now and January 1st. You just can't walk around without health insurance. Interesting, I just saw a report in the USA Today that said during the year 2009, a record number of Americans were uninsured. I mean, this is scary. This is absolutely scary. This type of assistance for federal employees cannot, and retirees for that matter, cannot come soon enough, because there's just too many people walking around without health insurance.
Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant talking to us about these changes coming to the FEHBP that are going to start in January, which is a lot closer than it feels. And let's talk about when these children are then incorporated into this plan. Is that just the basic health care plan? I mean, can you include the extra stuff like the dental and the eye coverage and all that stuff that you can always tack back on to if you want to pay extra?
Well, some health insurance plans offer dental and vision benefits, not a lot. There is a separate dental and vision insurance that federal employees and retirees are eligible for. However, under this law, the Affordable Care Act, that dental and vision coverage does not extend to individuals 22 and older. It just was not part of it. It's only the health insurance. So they're going to have to, you know, if a child is anticipating some significant dental expenses, the child would have to pick up a private dental plan or private insurance, vision insurance plan. So the dental and vision insurance coverage is not included as part of this act.
So it sounds like OPM is just basically getting itself aligned with what the law will be for everybody at that point.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's a welcome change, but I have to point out though that as a result of these additional enrollees in the plan, premium costs are going to go up. Next week, OPM is going to be announcing, I believe, the premium costs for 2011 for federal retirees, employees and retirees for the various plans. And if I have to make a bet, I am sure premiums are going to go up a minimum 3-6%.
Yeah, but Ed, isn't the group that would be coming in, that is young adults, a low cost group in terms of health care? So how would it impact health care to make it more expensive?
Well, you got to keep in mind, though, that when these insurance companies negotiate with OPM, they realize that retirees are paying the same amount of premiums as young adults for the same plan. Everybody's put into one pot here, and anytime you add any particular group to a health insurance plan, it adds more. It's potentially more risk to the insurance company. Young people, unfortunately, can have some significant expenses. I mean, you take for example an individual between 22 and 26, a young woman who gets pregnant, and she has significant expenses during the pregnancy. She has to go for tests. Maybe she has twins or triplets or things like that. The cost of having a baby now is very significant. So it's not, you know, of course young people tend to think they're very healthy, but unfortunately there are cases where young people have incurred significant medical expenses, and the insurance companies know that, and they're going to calculate the premiums for everybody accordingly.
One last quick question, and forgive my naivete, but it's right along with what Tom just asked, and that is, I thought when the pool became bigger and deeper and you had more people, you could spread those costs out more and it would cost less per person, not more.
I really doubt that's going to happen, man, because the insurance companies are under such pressure now to keep their costs down. They're going to do everything possible to raise premiums in order to make sure that they're going to be covering their expenses. I just want to give a counterexample to that. The Federal Employees Life Insurance Program, which the employees pay a portion and the government pays the other, the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance, FEGLI, is expensive. Why is that? Because everybody's in the risk pool. You have young people and older people. You think that because you have more, you have young employees who are covered by the Federal Employees Group Life Insurance, that the premiums would tend to be lower. They're not.